A lawsuit in California may affect the business of tourism, as well as some of our ideas about religion and the government. Every year, more than 5 million tourists visit the missions that dot California's coastline from San Diego north to Sonoma, California. These old Spanish missions are centuries old, and some need major repairs. President Bush has pledged millions of dollars in matching funds to help. But a constitutional challenge has put that funding in jeopardy, as Tara Seiler reports from San Francisco.
It's a virtual rite of passage for every fourth grader in California's public schools to visit one of the state's Spanish missions. On a recent morning, 140 school children clamor up the stairs and enter through the large wooden doors of Mission Dolores in San Francisco.
How long were you on the bus? Almost 2 hours all the way from Modesto. Do you know that was a journey that many Yokut Indians made here years ago, and it used to take 3 or 4 days to get here because they were being captured, round up, and dragged into the mission.
Curator Andrew Galvin, an Ohlone Indian, offers these students an unvarnished history of the Spanish missions and their impact on the native peoples during California's colonial era. Docent Pat Lynch then directs the students' attention to the religious statues behind the altar.
All right, now, today this is not a religion class, no way. But we have to talk about early Christianity, and we have to talk about the explorers. Have you studied the explorers at all?
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe? Okay. All right. About 1,000 years ago, a man...
Such history lessons could become extinct, as the state's missions are in serious decay. Crumbling adobe walls, termite-infested beams, and the ever-present possibility of a catastrophic earthquake threaten the future of these buildings and their artifacts. Over the years, basic maintenance has been financed through private donations and gift shop revenues. But preservationists say more than $50 million is needed for crucial upgrades. Toward that end, President Bush recently signed a bill providing $10 million in matching funds. Curator Andrew Galvin.
This funding would be used to preserve and conserve those things that are significant to the history of the place.
But Mission Dolores and 18 of the other missions are still owned and operated by the Roman Catholic Church. In addition to being historical landmarks, the missions are also functioning churches. And there's the rub, according to Barry Lynn, director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. His group filed suit against the government on the grounds that any federal funding for these missions violates the First Amendment.
I think we have a very strong constitutional case. I can't think of any precedent from the Supreme Court that suggests that active worshiping congregations are entitled to any tax money for the repair of their roofs or the reconstruction of their artwork.
But Kevin Drabinski, communications director for the Archdiocese of Monterey, which has 7 missions under its jurisdiction, says the parish communities cannot raise the funds necessary to preserve the missions. Furthermore, he argues, millions of non-parishioners benefit from their historic value.
The attraction of those missions is that they tell the story of California. And the story is good and bad in some parts, but it's a unique way in which we can access how we came to be the people of California that we are today.
Still, Barry Lynn of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State says while he recognizes the historic significance of the missions, there needs to be a bright line between church and state. And he charges, under the Bush administration, that line is becoming blurry.
Once you have taxpayers supporting the reconstruction of religious buildings, there's no doubt that other religious organizations will seek other money for its buildings and for its programs. I think it's important to stop this right away.
They're completely off base. The funding doesn't go to any church.
Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California co-sponsored the bill that authorizes the $10 million. Boxer says she's a strong supporter of the separation of church and state, and the bill reflects that. She says it was carefully crafted so as to build a firewall between the federal funds and the church.
It goes to a nonprofit group that is really charged with the responsibility of making sure that these missions are restored.
Federal funding for places of worship has become ever more controversial over the last year. Historically significant buildings used for religious purposes have been ineligible for federal preservation grants. But last year, the Bush administration reversed that policy and has offered these grants to several active congregations, including Boston's Old North Church. That grant was used to repair windows in the church where Paul Revere signaled the onset of the American Revolution. All agree faith is interwoven in the nation's history, making many buildings both houses of worship and historic public landmarks. Their future creates a dilemma that may well end up in the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Tara Seiler.